Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Donna Gibson. She's with the Community Drop-In Center at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church. And Carrie Franchini, she is with the Freedom Center. And we're going to be talking a lot about what these folks are doing to help people in our community who just need a little bit of help, maybe one of those hand up, not a handout kind of a deal. So we'll get into all that. But first, cloudy skies today, a mix of rain and snow. Cloudy tonight, could see some rain. And then on Tuesday, cloudy with a high near 51. Today, about like 45, so not too bad. I know Joel and I, when we were driving in, I don't know what you had, Donna, or what you had, Carrie, but there was some, you know, it was pretty cold and windy when I came in here. I don't know about you.
Same story. Window was definitely up.
Now, heater on. Yesterday, and we'll get into what you're doing at the drop-in center, but you had your Friendsgiving thing. Talk a little bit about this, how this all came about, because this sounded like it was a lot of fun and a lot of good food was eaten.
Oh, my goodness. All the food came from between the people of the church, people in community. Some people at United Way cooked some turkeys and shredded it for us. This has been in discussion for the last month or so. And the goal was to connect people from all walks of life, and that's what happened last night, or the night before, I'm sorry. And we tore up three huge turkeys, a ham, we had corn and green beans, mashed potatoes, homemade gravy.
Homemade gravy?
Oh, yes.
Oh, look out now.
Yes, I remember telling Deb, we need that broth. But sweet potatoes, I was making that in the kitchen. They sent me the baby marshmallows, because so everybody gets a bite of a marshmallow.
Nice.
And dinner rolls, and every dessert you can think of. This crew came in, and I feel so bad. I'm trying to think of the name of their church, but I'm going to give them a thank you tonight on Facebook. But her name is Ellen, and they brought four people for cleanup, which I was saying, thank you, as they came in. But we had about 75 or so.
Great.
It was just really, David Ruderman came in, and he played some music, and he had some other guys that come in, and it was just really nice. And when you're homeless or you're working poor, as we're serving mentally, physically disabled senior citizens, they were, we have one lady who's, I believe, 75 that comes every day to the center to eat. And she said, this is the most fun I've had in so long. And she said, thank you for letting me wear my one house coat, you know, cause she, to feel comfortable. I said, listen, as long as you are clothed, come in here. And she said, I want you to help me protect my piece of pie from my daughter tonight. I said, I will do so. I've got it hidden over here when you're ready for it. So it was a lot of humor.
Good.
It was a lot of fun. And, I mean, there were so many people that put parts and pieces into this. And it and the food, one gentleman told me, he said, you know what? Good food is good food. But food cooked with love, you can't make that up.
Food is love.
That's, we say that all the time.
He
says it all
the
time.
Because it is. And that's what's great is, you know, you got a lot of hands helping you out, and you got, you know, just that kind of core group and then add-ons. But just, it's nice when you get that diverse group together and everybody's enjoying themselves, because sometimes that can be a little oil and water.
Yes, and I got, I think, two or three new people who asked me, can I volunteer? I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because we serve, our amount of people we serve has definitely went up from about five when I came to an average of 20 to 28.
Wow.
So, but yeah, it was, I don't know, I just can't say enough about it. I was tired. I got home about 10, but I slept very well.
Oh, I'll bet you did. Now, for folks who don't know about the drop-in center at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church, maybe just kind of explain how this got started and what days, times, so folks understand how that's all working out. And remind people what a drop-in center means, because I don't think a lot of people understand that.
Okay. It was started last September, so it had been going on for a while, but it was different volunteers each day. And so as it was, they needed somebody who would be central there each time. So when I came back in the start of June, end of May, start of June, and we had about averaged five, six people a day who needed help desperately. So I thought, okay, I know there's more homeless. I know there's more people struggling. And so being in the community for over 15 years, knowing the population, I take out peanut butter sandwiches And I've done that for years out around the square and stuff. And I was like, this is where we're at now. This is what we're trying to do. So my goal was to try to collaborate with volunteers. It's not an I thing. It's a we thing. And we started adding, like, really talking about mental health and addiction. And do you want shelter? Because we don't have enough shelter in here at all. It's bad. And so as it was growing, the trust was growing where they would come in and they would be willing to talk about what they needed. I help people do job applications. Make sure, do you have SNAP benefits, your Medicaid, doctor visits. You know, emergency rooms is not healthy. I mean, I know what you're saying.
You want to get them into a physician so they
knows,
can set something.
Yeah. Yes. Because I had several of them that said, you know, my blood pressure it's been high. And we talk about what that can do, stroke. And, you know, so as the conversation grew, I wanted the collaboration to grow. And so we started reaching out to services. And Carrie started coming, and she's a nurse. And she sees these people. I have a little room back there. It's private. They can tell me what they talked about with her or not. Most of them have, but it's a very private thing. Because they have to know that just because you're homeless or you're struggling does not mean that your business has to be out on the street. Can't do that. So we have several who have made doctor's appointments. A couple of them had very, very high blood pressure. And they're like, wow, okay. So you can't be on and off this medication. We have to have some consistency. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we did, we just had sandwiches and chips and things. And people would occasionally bring things, other things in. I wanted to have a hot meal, at least one hot meal every day. And I really like to have breakfast and lunch. Can we do this? And so we did. And sometimes it's two hot meals a day. Which has been phenomenal. I've had a lady named Laverne come in who volunteers all of her time. She's been phenomenal. And they come in, and I know they're eating something nutritious, which is making them healthier, at least in my opinion. Mm. You don't get a hot meal and you go days and days and days. That's just not. I mean, I can't imagine if they have somebody do that. Try a sandwich every day, and that's all you have.
Yeah.
And we've had people who've come in and didn't eat for a couple of days, because they just didn't know, you know. In the Salvation Army, they're just booked up with people. And so there's just not a lot of open places to just stop. Here the doors are open. And we're open from 9:30 to 4, now Monday through Friday. We went to full-time hours. We have a place that they can rest, because we have an ordinance that just passed that you're not allowed to sleep anywhere, which is... I can't imagine people understanding it. You can die without sleep. You just can't survive that way. So we have a spot there. They come in, they eat. I don't have a TV on anymore. I might occasionally, but most of the time, I want the interaction between each other. I want this to form.
Well, let's bring Carrie into this now. You're with the Freedom Center, and again, you said it's in Knox County, but maybe talk a little bit about it. And you said you're an SUD nurse, and I didn't know what that stood for. I don't know if you... Yeah, okay. So maybe explain then what your role is in working with folks.
So SUD is substance use disorder. So I am the community nurse for all of Licking County. I go to where they are. So whether it be the drop-in center, the main place, I help out at the men's shelter, St. Vincent's Haven, and I just kind of connect with them. If they, you know, I'm not pushy. So if they're not ready for treatment, I work with them. You know, well, let's talk about harm reduction. Let's talk about the buddy system. Let's talk about things that we can do to keep you safe while you're still using. When they are ready for treatment, I can help get them into treatment. If they're not using and they just need health screenings, I can do blood pressure checks and glucose checks. And I mean, it's been a huge thing getting primary care set up. I'm doing that almost daily, calling and just getting appointments for them. You know, 'cause a lot of people just don't know how to do that. So talking with them, showing them how you know, helping them get their insurance, getting them connected with people to get their birth certificates and things like that to help get their insurance going and in to see doctors. Wound care has been another huge thing. So checking out wounds, getting them connected with the wound center, or if I'm able to clean it or just teach them how to keep it clean. It's been huge. It's been pretty busy.
Oh, I imagine.
Yeah.
How did you get involved in this? I mean, my wife's a nurse, and never once, and again, people find their own way in life. I understand that. I mean, how do you get involved in something like this? I mean, a lot of times you'll hear it's a personal experience. You knew somebody or just something like that. I mean, what prompted you to go this route with your career?
So I have always done some volunteering and stuff. There is a street ministry on Thursday nights from Crossroads Baptist Church. They go out at the St. Vincent Thrift Store on West Main, and they are always serving food, donation for clothes, doing the, you know, spreading the gospel. And we started off doing that, and I was in nursing school, and God just led me here. He put me here. I felt that pull. I thought I was going to stay in the hospital forever, but next thing you know, I was accidentally interviewing with the Freedom Center, and this has been like the best thing that, I mean, ever. I love it. It doesn't feel like a job, you know. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, that really is. I mean, what, you know, you talk about the substance use in that and the harm reduction and those kind of things. It's got to be just tough, though, when you see some of these folks continue to come in and you know that the help is there for them. It's just getting them to that point, correct?
Yeah. And, you know, I like to remind them, too, that we're all human. You know, we all have our thing. My thing is Pepsi. I have to have a Pepsi every day. You know,
hold on a minute. Go ahead.
Mountain Dew.
Diet Coke.
Yeah, you know, we all have our thing. And honestly, people who use substance, it really retrains your brain to make you feel like you need that for survival. So if you think about, if you can't breathe, what are you going to do to get that air? Anything and everything you possibly could. And so when they're going without that substance, it is making them feel like they can't breathe. So they will do anything and everything to get that, because it's almost like a survival thing for them. That's why most of them struggle so much when they're detoxing. And I mean, even alcohol, I mean, people will die coming off of alcohol. So I understand, you know, it's not easy. You know, it's like trying to ask somebody to quit breathing, you know.
Wow, it's amazing that you will do that on a daily basis. I give, because it takes a special person. It takes him to work with me, makes him a special person. So I understand on that level how tough that can be. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back, and we're going to talk about your partnership with BHP, too, as well. Donna, we'll let folks know what's going to be happening there. You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Donna Gibson with the Drop-In Center at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church. And we've got Carrie Franchini. She's with the Freedom Center here as well. Nurse Carrie Franchini. I don't want to shortchange you on that, Carrie. Cloudy skies today, a mix of rain and snow, high near 45. Cloudy tonight, could see some rain. And then Saturday, just going to be some cloudy skies as well. We'll get more on the weather. Doesn't look too bad for Sunday. I think sunny, actually, Sunday is what I saw earlier. So things are starting to shape up a little bit for the weekend. But again, talking about the Drop-In Center at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church, Donna, and I know coming up on Monday, this coming Monday, you've got a really neat thing that's going to be there to help folks who come into the Drop-In Center. Maybe let everybody know what's taking place on Monday.
It's a Care Now mobile unit through BHP, Behavioral Healthcare Partners. I've been very excited about trying to plan it, because holiday time with people who trauma and addiction is bad. Suicide rates can tend to go up. And especially if you're walking around at night, like, so we're going to have it here now. We're going to bring it back in after the holidays to kind of capture anything that's happening there. I went in this unit. If you haven't had a chance to view it, to walk through it, stop by Monday and meet the staff. They are phenomenal. As a matter of fact, they brought us all the goodies to make spaghetti, garlic bread. They even brought full bottles of salad dressing so to make sure our people had a nice salad. So they do a lot in the community, and I'm very excited for the neighbors to see that we're, you know, it's about health. And so Carrie's going to be there. Ashley Washburn, I want to make sure I said that right.
Oh, Ashley's fantastic.
Yes,
I just saw her last night at Mental Health Dinner.
Women's Health.
She's fantastic.
Clinic. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say that wrong
Family
either.
Health Services, I think.
Yes, yep. So she won't poke me. She's going to be there as well. So I've got some people coming in, so you can have somebody to talk to. And I don't know if you want to call it this group of women that we're all just very aligned in what we want to see happen. And that's for people to be healthy. You know, it gets so old to hear, well, they must want to be homeless. Well, number one, you keep tearing down their camps. Yeah. And I understand the neighbor thing and stuff. I absolutely do. But now their IDs are thrown away. Yeah. Now their birth certificate's thrown away. Now we're trying to cover them again. And they may have gotten closer and closer to get a place, but now that's thrown back out in the wind and they're starting over again. Yeah. And we're just seeing this loop, mm-hmm. this continuous loop. And it to hear people come in and just say, you know, I don't know if I can do it anymore. And to really, wait a minute here, let's... You know, that's part of what I do. I have a rolling office. I don't have an office. I have a little desk that I wheel my bag out and my computer, and let's talk. Let's talk. This, and then Carrie's there. You know, let's see what's going on. Do you need shoes? Do you need socks? We pass gloves out, hats out, coats out. The United Way now is getting coats and boots and things like that, and that's who brought us some hats and stuff. They were dropping them off different places. So we're doing a lot of that stuff, the wound care, and I'm so happy she's doing that, because I go through Band-Aids and antiseptic cream, but it all gets donated. It all gets given to us. We send them with some. I don't send them with a ton so that they might end up losing it. They come back in the next day, do you need some more?
Sure.
Let's look at this. I'm not your mom, I'm not your wife, I'm not your whatever, but I'm somebody that I want you, that you can trust. Mm-hmm. Let me see this, and let me see if it needs to be looked at. And then that's what we do. It's keeping them healthy today, so they'll be alive tomorrow. Because these are people's husbands, wives, children. Yeah. I mean, I got parents. They're eating today because they're trying not to enable, but they're seeing them get healthier and healthier. Yeah, one mama told me, she said, whatever you're saying to my daughter, keep saying it. She's been clean now for 3 weeks.
Yeah,
that makes me feel okay. I've done what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah. So this unit, have you been in it?
I have. Yeah.
So what are some of the things that folks, if they come out there on Monday, can take advantage of this unit?
Well, when they have their spots that they bring the unit to, it's breaking down the barrier of people who can't get there due to lack of transportation. So when you put the unit somewhere where people can kind of migrate to, wait their turn, you know, go in, speak with somebody, instead of them having to try and figure out how, like, you know, there's different towns out here who don't have, you know, mm-hmm. transportation, or, you know, they can't get on the transit and take it to BHP. So this is actually really awesome. So to be able to go into areas where they've already been walking, you know, all night long, and they're so exhausted. They're able to come in, get some rest, and then mm-hmm. go out and speak with who they need to speak to, or, you know.
Get the help they need or find the services.
Right.
And that's the other thing, Donna, you touched on it earlier about that collaboration. And if we're going to take care of this issue, you're going to need that. You're going to need BHP. You're going to need the United Way. You're going to need Salvation Army, Mental Health America. And you folks, that's what you're going to need, right?
Right.
I mean, you're going to have everybody's going to have to jump in and fix this problem. It can't
Correct.
Be just one organization.
Oh, it's not going to happen. I
right.
mean, alone you can do some, But together, you can do most anything.
Yeah.
So it's a great thing. Again, what time will it be out there Monday?
9 a.m. Mm-hmm. And we open at the center at 9:30. And so they're going to be, they're usually standing there waiting on me when I come in, you know, because we have to have another person. I can't be alone in there. And I've been talking this up. And to be able to see
you've been talking something up? No. No. I can't believe that.
They all know, yeah. I have got, I give you lip service to good health, to treating people with dignity and respect. And I'm going to tell you something, a pet peeve of mine, no one should ever say, Donna, thank you for treating me so good. You should never, ever have to thank somebody for treating you like a human being.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
That is true. We hear that often. You are so kind. It's been a long time since someone's been kind to us. And yeah, so that is.
It should never have to be said.
I agree.
She and I, no. This is, when you come through our doors, that's what you're going to get, period. Mm-hmm. My volunteers, I can't thank these people enough. And we always need volunteers. Please stop in. And I encourage, stop in and see. I want to know where I'm going to be. And come check it out. And every one of them, we laugh. We laugh with our guests.
Yeah.
And that's what they're referred to. We're laughing and we're talking, encouraging one another. They're bringing in meals. We have a one lady, Sandy, who brings in breakfast casseroles. Yesterday she brought in sausage gravy, biscuits, a breakfast casserole, and muffins. Yeah. And then before that, we have a lady through the church named Sue. And then there's Wanda that she just did up breakfast casseroles. And we're going to be open Christmas Day. She came up because I was trying to figure out who I could get to volunteer so I could be open for a little bit. She came up and said, please, I'll make this breakfast casserole. I've got a casserole for lunch. We might close a little early, but they're going to have two meals that day.
Nice.
We're going to be in there Thanksgiving Day. From 10 to 1, the Lookup Center makes food and they deliver it.
Yep.
Well, if you're homeless, where do you get it delivered?
Yeah.
So I called them and they have been so gracious.
Yeah, we just had Sheila in Monday.
Yep. They're going to deliver. And I said, oh my gosh, this might be up 30 to 50 meals. Is that? She said, hey, you call us Friday today. We got you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to deliver those meals so that they can eat something, a holiday meal, inside. So I don't have babies at home anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to feel good about that. And that's what we're going to do. So we're just...
And when are you there? Are you there every day?
Not every day. I'm kind of bouncing around a little bit, but I do spend quite a bit of time there.
Okay.
So usually a lot of them I see at multiple different places. So I give out my business card, too, with my work cell phone. So they're told they can call or text me. So if they do need something or... Like somebody comes in and Donna's like, hey, you might want to come stop by. Everybody's got my number. They're welcome to call, text, and I come to where they're at. I've even told them if it's the Walmart parking lot, it's the Walmart parking lot. You know, I rather meet them where they're at and get them what they need than say, oh, well, if you can't make it, that's, you know.
Mm-hmm. They really like her. Yeah. I'm just going to say that. I do want to plug an event, another event.
You think I'm
going to
stop you from saying
it? So December 18th. COVID cut off our Christmas program. We're starting back this year. We can't do all the toys that we did before because we're starting back. But on December 18th from 5 to 9, I've got flyers going out. They're going to be able to text me or email this. And I have an address on the flyer to tell me how many are coming, the names, or not names, but the ages and genders of the children. So I can put that out to community members. So if you're at the store, you're at Kroger's and they got a sale on some toys for 2 and 3 year olds. Hey, I happen to need 10 of them. So if you throw in some bag of flour while you're at it, throw in that little pickup truck for
this
little guy I've got.
Yeah. No problem
so
with that.
That's what we're going to do. And we're going to have another big meal. We came off of having about 250 people when COVID happened.
Wow.
We had to have two shifts. So I'm okay with that to get, because some people, they just slip through the cracks.
Mm-hmm.
And we have people in recovery that want to do something for their child. And this is a way to do that. If you tell me, you know, I'm meeting up with them or mom's meeting, I'm going to put your name on the list so you can hand your son or daughter that toy too.
Yep.
know, so this is a big deal for us. So we're just going to keep celebrating and keep people healthy and happy as long as we can.
Right. Well, and nobody's going to tell you what to do. So I learned that years ago. When you called the other day, I'm like, let me look at my calendar. Oh, yeah, I can get done without any problem. That's not, but it's wonderful. I mean, we need, the community needs more folks like you guys to help out, because it's not an easy thing to do. It's not an easy thing to do. And Joel and I talk about it all the time. How do you get, you got to try to help folks. And some folks, it takes a while to get them to that spot. I understand that. But, you know, get those ones, those folks that want to try to turn it around. And this is a great way to do it. And I appreciate all you guys do. And Carrie, it was a pleasure meeting you.
You too.
Don't let her tell you what to do.
She is, I can bow down to this lady, because she is one of the kindest, most dedicated, and you wouldn't know she's only been doing this for a short time.
No, I mean,
it's not.
She's got her husband to cut pie, so I mean, yeah, that right there is pretty good if you ask me. So, again, it's the Holy Trinity Lutheran Church, their drop-in center. Where are you located?
592 West Main Street.
And just come on down in Newark?
Absolutely. Come on down and talk to us. You'll be surprised at the excitement you'll feel from volunteering. I have had nobody who volunteered who didn't leave there happy. It gets those brain juices going, and you know, it's 2-hour shifts, or stay longer. I've got some who.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't think you're gonna turn anybody away if they say, "Hey, can I stay another 3 hours?"
No, no. I have a gentleman who said, "I like to. Can I do 4 hours?" Listen, you can do it, and I'll make sure you eat with us too.
There you go.
You won't leave here hungry.
I wouldn't think. Well, Donna, as always, I appreciate it. Carrie, thank you so much. Be sure to join us on Monday. Newark City Councilman Spencer Barker will be joining us, not in his role as a councilman, but he is the chair for the Lincoln County Courthouse Lighting Committee, and he'll be talking about all the great things that are going to be taking place around the Courthouse Square on the day after Thanksgiving. So that'll be Monday on Talk of the Town.